A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk on Monday, January 9th, 2017. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe national team. The Warriors' road to Gabon for the 2017 African Nations Cup.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.boazimbabwe.com, www.boashona.com, and www.boindebele.com.
And once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the Warriors' road to Gabon.
Zimbabwe's preparations ahead of the Africa Cup of Nations were initially thrown into chaos by raw over accommodation and financial issues. However, after the two parties reached an agreement, things now seem to be back on track, and Zimbabwe is set to play Cameroon tomorrow in an international friendly match.
Zimbabwe's first competitive match of the 14th January to 5 February tournament in Gabon is against Algeria on the 15th of January. They will also face Tunisia and Senegal in Group B that some have actually dubbed the Group of Death, Gibbs.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tinoti tinge tichitarisa nezvegadziriro yemakwikwi eku African Nations Cup yema Warriors. Wongu vakawanda manga muchiteera munoziva kuti zvinhu zvanga zvisina kumira zvakanaka mazuva apera vatambi vachimboramba kutamba vachitivo havana kupuwa mari dzavo neZIFA. ZIFA ichitiwo iri kuedza nepainogona kuti inge ichitsvaga mari, asi zvanga zvichinetsa. Asi vakomana vakazosimuka zvavo vakananga kuCameroon, uko kwavari kuenda kunotamba mutambo wekuedzana masimba mangwana nechikwata cheCameroon. Nekudaro, toda kuti tinzwewo kubva kwamuri vateereri kuti muri kuona sei gadziro yemaWarriors yekuenda kuGabon. Uye kuGabon kwacho munoona here vachibudirira sezvakatarisirwa nevakawanda vari kuti aiwa, Zimbabwe inogona kunge isiri kunyatso prepare hayo zvakanaka, asi talent rinenge riripo. Vachitarisa vatambi vakaita sana Knowledge Musona, vana Kama Billiard nevamwe, Gibbs.
Yee, kunjalo ke Blessing. Asizvino kuti bekuhlupa kona ngale ke kuma Warriors kakhulu kakhulu. Vacine nje vafana vengasasuki ngesikhathi besiya khona ngale Cameroon. Lapha kukhangelelwe khona ukuthi kusasa badlala ke le Cameroon khona ngale kule Cameroon. Kuzobuya ke okunye okuhluphayo ukuthi ama players lapha kanti befuna imali ethize $5,000 per person ukuthi baye khona ngale AFCON ukuthi kubizwe ukuthiwa i-appearance fee khonokho ke akade bekufuna. Kuzobuya ke okunye akade bekufuna Blessing, i-allowance phela iyafunakala esikhwameni la. Awusozibonga ukahlela ibhoru ungelalutho, so befuna abafana $200 i-appearance khonaphana. Kuzobuya lokunye nje ukuthi nxa besuka ekhaya besiya khona ngale batshiyele abantu babo, bachele lingani omomngabo into ezinjalo. So ke Zimbabwe esesikubonile ukuthi soke inhlala yenza ukuthi Zimbabwe vele kuyahlupa. Kunjalo futhi.
Of course Gibbs the holders at the moment that's Ivory Coast. And of course Egypt has won it a record 6 times, and the top goal scorer remains Samuel Eto'o of Cameroon with 18 goals. And of course there are teams that have never qualified for the African Nations Cup, and these are Burundi, Central African Republic, Chad, Comoros, Djibouti, Eritrea, Gambia, Lesotho, Madagascar, Mauritania, Sao Tome and Principe, Seychelles, Somalia, South Sudan, and Swaziland. Luckily, Zimbabwe has qualified. I think this is for the third time. there are some teams that have never qualified. And, whoever our first guest, Gibbs, that is former Zimbabwe national team goalkeeper, Muzondiwa Mugadza, now based in the UK. Lezi Muzo, that's what Charles Mabika liked to call him. Muzondiwa, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. Happy New Year.
Happy New
good
Year.
Too, man.
Now, of course, it's that time again, Muzondiwa. I think you've been following the chaos that was characterizing the Warriors' preparations for the 2017 edition of the African Nations Cup. What is your take on this? Is this something new, or this is what you've now expecting? You are. This is something that you now expect to be happening. I understand when you were still playing, you still had your own problems with Zifa.
Oh, yes. I think it's everyone who's is following this story with interest. There's nothing new, to be honest. It's something that is, you know, keeps reoccurring. So it's unfortunate. I mean, we're going to a big tournament, and we, you know, we are finding ourselves mangled in all this in this mess.
So we have now normalized the abnormal. It's something that we now expect, though it should not be like that. And stay on the line, Muzondiwa. We want to introduce our second guest. That is Mo Moyo, sports analyst and also former Premier Soccer League player for Kebsa and Baimo. Mo, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us, Gibbs.
So, Mo, you've been following what the Warriors... Before that. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Mo, and I won't say a lot about Arsenal, so let's proceed to other things. Arsenal and your birthday, we're not talking about that today. So, and happy birthday, So now, you've been following what is happening in the Warriors' camp. Give us your take on that.
That is very normal. There's nothing new there, Gibbs. It happens every time, so I don't see why we should make a fuss about that. It's not a story.
And the demands, that, yes, the demands by the players, eh?
The demands by the players are justified. It's not like these players that they've been playing for the national team for quite a while, and they've been through these promises before. So it's not anything new. They're just trying to take advantage of the situation and make sure that they also get something out of it. They will never get all the money for that. But they will get something from Zivas. This is the only chance they can be able to push Zivas to act. So the demands are very justified. And I think they put up a gallant fight. I just hope they're going to get something out of that.
And back to you, Muzondiwa, this does not only seem to be a problem that Zimbabwe is facing. We've had similar clashes between the associations and the players in Cameroon. It happened in Nigeria, even Argentina. We hear that at times Lionel Messi ends up bailing the national team. What is the problem with the soccer administration?
It's I'll probably go back to, you know, a few years ago. I think George Weah did mention something along the lines of, you know, football administrators mostly in Africa, they want to see, you know, a football player probably, you know, walking or jumping on a bike more than driving. If you drive an expensive car in Africa as a football player, you know, there are questions that are raised. And it's more of, you know, the support that is lacking from the administrators themselves, because if these guys are asking, they're not asking for a million each. They're asking for, like what Mo is saying, what they're asking for is justified. And they're going to a big tournament. Money is as much as it can be motivating, but they need it, you know, for later stages. Because our careers, to be honest, they're not, you know, they're short. You have to make the most of it while you can. And, you know, I don't know what's wrong with football administrators, especially in Africa, which is, I think it's maybe they're consumed by greed. I don't know, but there is something that is wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Gibbs.
Yeah, mbweke isikhulume ngesindebele kulapho ke mzondi womgatsa. So wena ubona zani nqa kuqhozela kunje. Pho ke abafana bayadlala njani khona ngale?
Ayi kuyi problem lokho because la majaha abafuze behambe bethabile kulokuthakaza emhlizweni zabo. Nqa ukuthi bahamba manje kule problem enjengale. Ayi kuyadamisa ebantwini bonke abalandeli bebhola. But okuthakazisa kakhulu ngokuthi ngilandele istory lesi laba abalandele ibhora khathi bayasupport ukuthi abafana baright ngokuthi befuna imali lesi.
Kodwa ubona ngizani kuyaphumani pho nxa ukuthi bangahamba bengana badabanga la wawukhona phela udlala kudala sokunjani xa sokunjani?
Into ekhona ikuphela ukuthi lakho umoya singukhulumile njalo ukuthi into esijayelekile ayisento entsha. Ngikho ukuthi abantu bezekwazi i-situation ime kanjalo. Ukuthi that's why abafana bekhala. But ukudlala ibhola abazalala. Ngaphambanisa lapha nalapho, but ngiyathemba ukuthi bazadlala kuhle.
So
injayelo ukuthi elizweni lakhe itheka into ukuthi try amangalisa. Once ungafaka ijezi lena ukuthi ibhale Zimbabwe, you represent the country yakho ngokuthanda kakhulu.
So according to Mzondi Mgatsa, these things happen, like what Mr. Momoi was saying. He says at the end of the day he believes that the boys are going to deliver anyway. If they are having a job there, they're going to do it. Yeah.
Regati dzokere kuna mo uripo iri parunhare apa.
Ndiripo shamwari.
Pane Zimbabwe iri mugroup B mune zvikwata zvakaita seAlgeria, Senegal neTunisia. Tingati tichitarisa madraw aya inenge wafa wafa chaiyo. Ingabudirira here?
Yeah, inini ndoona zvangu vakomana vakango matournament akadai nguva zhinji magame ekutanga. Vakakosha vakakwanisa kusakunzwa mugame rekutanga. Handodaira kuti kumberi uko tinenge tiri right, but machances edu I think we have got a very good chance because isusu tine the underdog take. Saka munhu isi anenge achingotitarisira pasi anti watozoona kuti timu iyi yakatosimba, it may be too late. So I think if we win game rekutanga to point to where we will end panopera round robin games acho. But I think we have got a very strong chance. And isusuka we are not affected azvimboti zvete zvakaitire hazvina kana chekuita nepefomensi yedu. Kuona tatotadza bhora tatotadza because zvese izvi ndosakanzo zvitori normal. Saka titori boy papapa.
Okay, thank you so much. Stay on the line, Mo and Mzondi Womgatsa. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Warriors' road to Gabon for the Africa Nations Cup. Regati mwende kwa Terry Gibbs. Totanga na mfundisi Richard Magadi. Magadi mkoma Richard.
Chinosino Magadi kwa baba.
Aiwa, tirinani edu parise pa Juna.
Apa Juna pa right. Regati tora desi timi edu ya mwagazi.
Writings.
Chatungu kushu za juda imu harifa katunga mirati wa kuma na wakapamba za kana kama. Bozi, ziji ni mwende kudi Zimbabwe kusama kwa isha tamba zvakanaka sekuona kwangu pamunyenge tatongoita kuti Zimbabwe neAlgeria ichatamba draw neSenegal vachirova Senegal 2-1 Algeria neTunisia Zimbabwe vachirova Tunisia 1-0 saka zvinokuzva kudai mari kavapo akomana kana nemfaro zvinhu zvakanaka kuti vanhu vagone kupiwa mari kuti Zimbabwe idibure since yakapisa 2004 kana kuti vane vane zvato vakore 30 saka tosinodai Zimbabwe ikantambo zvakanaka kwainoenda kuGabon koko kunyangwe nevakomana vane mari dai vasaunga vasunungure mwoyo kuti vatambire nyika zvakakura kutambire nyika zvinorwadza zvazvo kushova mari asinodai vatambire nyika yavo.
Saka mukoma Richard mari dzavo dzimaawana kupa aya maonesa nemweya mai
ndo ndaripo kuti ndo chimiro chiripo aa tivati sekuona kwangu ndimfundi but sekuona kwangu kuti Zimbabwe ndo matambira aichaita kune Algeria ingatamba 0-0 Algeria ingarovi Zimbabwe Zimbabwe inopesa kuri ipa number 1 kana number 2
asi muri kuona ichienderera mberi
Zimbabwe ndiyengira mberi zvakwazvo inoendera kumberi kwazvo achimutodai vakomana vakaenda unotama zvakanaka kuti mari problem asidai vakagona kusunungura moyo kuti nyika ite zvosinzi chingu nama kuti lazima kuyagona kubudira kuti nevatambi vakasimba zvikuru pana nyasha mucheku iyoyo kama bilani noji musona vana malajira nevamwe vazhinji Zimbabwe pari zvino inotamba zvakanaka ndioni chikundikana ini nekuti this time team yakasimba kwazvo
saka vari kutamba kusouth africa muri kuona vari kunyatsotamba zvakanaka here pamunombovaona
vari kutamba kusouth africa vanotamba zvakanaka zvinomusa mvura kwazvo maplayer ari kutamba munosouth africa anotamba zvakanaka zvikuru anotamba bhora rinomusa mvura kwazvo saka tiri kuona kuti iyo Zimbabwe shaya this time around inotamba zvakanaka hatimbotyi kuti senegal imaplayer akawana tamba overseas kauti algeria naizvozvo dzamba uina upcon kubudzwa Zimbabwe this time inofa kuti ichiwinoko kutanga ndo pane munamato yedu ipapo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mufundisi Richard
mufundisi moyo ya tinotenda
mufundisi moyo okay tinotenda zvikuru
maita zvakana muri kufonera marudenga venemi koko
aiwa nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru
bye
bye bye for now Gibbs
sipinde futi
umfundisi
uti umfundisi
against Algeria 0-0 against Senegal Zimbabwe win 2-1 and Zimbabwe beat Tunisia 1-0
aha so utopupile kombe profit ile sibi yes bona ke silovusi undlovu Eh baba Ndlovu kunjani kona phe khona?
Yaphila Mr. Keith niphila njani ngapho ePhesheya?
No siphile kahle ungabona ngone usegoli unga.
Ngidaye goli.
Kunjani goli?
Hayi goli izizolwelfini weekend yonke azange siboni nje vele sesidlale endlini.
Mhm nansi ke Warriors versus iCameroon kuqala ekusasa. Ubonani kuyaphuma ngona.
Futhi yazi ukuthi laphana kunzima ngoba yabona uCameroon ilento ama-club adevelophile kakhulu yabona sezibona ngathi kuzaba kubi ngoba abafana bayethu yazi hayi indaba vele once waxega ekhaya yazi mase usiyaphandle vele usuwiki yabona
ye kunjalo so nxa sokubuya ke ku-AFCON siyabona ukuthi iZimbabwe ile Algeria Tunisia le Senegal kuyafiwa la
Ah vele ilento phana nje vele ilento igroup ye ilento idethi ilento igroup ye death vele abase abafana bethu bona banesifiso sokuthi bangaphumelela kodwa indaba nje ukuthi nje suke qede emalini ukuthi sibaxhase thina bona
Mhm. Bo abantu kumele benzeni phela babandlovu. Kanti lina lincedi lapha lapho bakusandla nje.
Yasifaka kodwa indaba ukuthi into ma ingahlangananga kahle yabo futhi kulento kungabi nento e-right yabona ngoba manje yabona mina ngesingami ngilaye lento egoli kodwa nginelento ngine-business ekhaya yabona
so uthi kuhlupha ukuthi imali uyithathe uhambise kuzifa
ya into ukuthi nje yabona ilento ibhola lasekhaya into besifisa ukuthi ilento yonke lento efana nama sports ingaqala from the school level ize yefika ku lento ku national level ya understand ya so in that way kafuneka ukuthi nathi sibe nelento na nohulumende abazo understandayo ozazwisisana nathi from the bottom to the top ya understand squad nathi ukuxhasa ngezimali nathi ixhasizwe lethu ukuthi at least nathi noma sifika kuma Olympic noma sifika kuphi kuma lento kuma World Cup sazi ukuthi si sponsor izwe lethu understand
yes sesikhuluma ke nxa sibona ngemidlalo ubona ngani Algeria versus Warriors kungaba ingaki
Hey lapho is difficult maybe kungaba i 1-0 kodwa ke abafana ne Algeria let's say 1-0 le khona lapho
yeah we win le yipi manje
Algeria, of course, ngoba vele ayasinga abantu abacomfortable laphana yabona iAlgeria ayinankinga eziningi ezweni layo and ama-players akhona adlala e-comfortable akana problem then I believe that of course end of the day they'll have a win.
Oh yebo phela hayi kuhle kakhulu ke iTunisia leSenegal enxela ubona njalo futhi uthi enxa kungaphuma njalo kumbe ulo munye umbono
iTunisia neSenegal hayi iSenegal yona iwithi iTunisia izawina.
Yebo phela awuboni ke Ndlovini usebenzile mfowethu ngokuthi ungene phela ku program lamhlanje uhlala ubuya phela.
Ngiyabuya futhi akasiningangithini ngoba kwenye imini akasi sizabuya nathi khona ngapho kugeshiyayo wathi sininxuse sithi buyani sizocelebrate-a guys otherwise we've been together for some time yabo.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Endlovu ungadinelwa kusasa ba.
Okay ubusuku obuhle kini.
Ye lawo kube njalo mfowethu sibonge kakhulu bona imuli yakho
kakhulu.
So that was Vusi Ndlovu. According to Vusi, you know, he says Zimbabwe is likely to be beaten by Algeria and maybe try to salvage a draw against Tunisia and then win against Senegal. So he says Senegal is a little bit weak. He says he's got business in Zimbabwe, but he can't support the Warriors right now. The reason, can you make a guess? He says, you know what, your money can be wasted.
Yeah.
Because he says you need a government that can take care of sports from grassroots up to, you know, a certain level. So he says you cannot just join a train. Maybe that is about to derail. So you must start from scratch, you know, with that kind of team. So he's encouraging the government to say, start from, you know, the basics when it comes to some of these kind of sports.
And Mzondio, are people not underestimating Senegal here? Because I think on paper it is the strongest side, right?
To be honest, I'm not one to worry about our position. I mean, fair enough, we have to be cautious. But I've been reading through some of the comments, you know, people mentioning Said Mane and mention of Mahrez. We should be proud of our boys and forget about, you know, these big names. We have our own big names. We should be supportive of those guys. Again, we can't underestimate anybody. It's a competition which anyone can win. So we should go in there, you know, equal like everybody else. That's how I look at it. And I hope, you know, we'll move forward. We'll go forward.
Of course, there are 11 players, and you know, exactly. For each team. And therefore, I mean, you know,
Think it's been one of our biggest downfalls. So sorry to jump in. One of our biggest downfalls where we are looking too much on the other side. I remember when we played Nigeria one time. You went to pick JJ Okocha. You went to pick Kanu at the airport. When he returned, you know, it was more like he was striking fear to us, saying, and you think to yourself, meaning I'm not important. The other guy is important. But it shouldn't be that way. You know, we're equal. That's how I look at it.
That's very true. Very true. Speaking like a coach there, Mzondiwa, you know.
You know, I always wonder why Mzondiwa is not coaching a top Zimbabwean club. I'm not going to ask you this question today, Mzondiwa. I'm going to ask it some other time. So, so we see that blessing in Group A, which is going to have its matches in Libreville. We've got Gabon, Burkina Faso, Cameroon, and Guinea-Bissau. You know, Burkina Faso and Cameroon, these are very strong sides.
Indeed.
And you cannot rule out the 12th man in Gabon. Yeah?
Yes.
Whenever I've got some supporters, they can, you know, spare you on and say, okay, do what you can. But Guinea-Bissau, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
he's a good team, yes, but compared to these other three, I think he's somewhere else. Then Group C, which is going to be the matches will be played in Oyem. That's Ivory Coast, DR Congo, Morocco, and Togo. So Ivory Coast and Morocco there, and DRC.
Yeah,
these three are very strong.
Ivory Coast,
even Togo itself.
Yeah. I think it's another potential group of death.
Then Group D in Port Gentil, we've got Ghana, Mali, Egypt, and Uganda. These three, Ghana, Mali, Egypt. Uganda, well, yes. Ukraine can do something, but
for the first time.
Yeah. So now,
in I don't know how many years, 30-something, 39?
Yeah, that's right, that's right. So now, looking at Group B, Mzondiwa, Algeria, Tunisia, Senegal, Zimbabwe. So out of these, we see that most probably Algeria has got an upper hand here, right?
Zimbabwe has upper hand.
you're doing some
true patriot.
Moral support, right?
We have potential to beat anyone. If we look at our material, and okay, maybe the other teams have got exposure in the respect that most of their players play abroad, and our guys play in South Africa, we shall probably compete as good as our league in Zimbabwe. Fair enough. Ours is lacking maybe financial, but we are probably, you know, one of the countries that has supplied South African football more than anybody else. So we have potential in the respect that we are capable of beating anyone.
Kodwa ke bizophela ngabantu sesikhangela lapha bathi amzolapha uyazikhulumela. Algeria madoda kuyafiwa lapha. Tunisia uyahanjwa. Xa uzokubuyisa Senegal uyakwazi lawo.
Because lapha sikhuluma amabizo or we are talking ibhora. Xa sikhuluma ibhora, then we are fair, we are equal. Xa sikhuluma amabizo, yes, they've got big names that we can't dispute. But I mean, I want with this criminal board, with who can we beat? We can beat anyone.
Yeah,
we can beat us. Maybe we can beat them.
Mm-hmm. So he's convinced Zimbabwe can beat any team.
That's the spirit.
Yeah, that's the spirit, man. Mm-hmm. So I think you can go ahead and, you know.
Okay, go and tell mom.
And, Mzo, I think, you know, one of the problems that, you know, Zimbabwe might have the potential. But the preparations have not been that good. You know, a major friendly that they will play is only against Cameroon, because the previous ones, you only had like local players playing when they last played their friendly match. I mean, what can be done in future to make sure that at least the team is well prepared?
I think this has been discussed, I think, since my days. And it's a stage that we probably, you know, we lack. Because for us not to play all those big teams, it becomes a stage fright. When we step onto that stage, then we become frightened. That's a disadvantage on its own. That's a fair comment. Preparations are bad. They've always been bad. Whether they will change one day, I don't know. But always, that's the important bit. If you don't get it right from the onset, it becomes harder when you proceed to the next stage. But these guys have been, you know, they play top leagues, most of these guys. They play top leagues, and they've been active. It's not like, you know, they're coming off season. You know, most of these guys are still active. So I think they will go out there and do a good job. That's how I look at it.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, nomnumzana ke umoyo kaTrupa khona ngale kokubulawayo. Moyo ungawutshona njani?
Ona dube uthini?
Nompilile moyo, kunjani ikhala nyona?
Hayi, liyakhiza bhururi izizi lapha, hey, sikhulu.
Yebo phela. So ulimile ngale duzane lesikolo?
Ya, nginokuzisiminyana lapho umbhogo naye ukhanya muhle.
Oh, very good. So, ubona njani ke AFCON le buyayo? Zimbabwe Warriors kuhamba njani?
Hey, ambona yona izazama kodwa hey bayifake emeveni sekunzimeni lapho. Kuba nzima ungayiboni uma kota final yabisi imthandazo.
So abantu kumele vele
mbona sibili
bebambe imthandazo.
Mbona sibili mbona masibi special abo Algeria labo. Nani wabo pezine sibili hayi angadlali lokhana ongani batshawa lo.
Ibhola libhola phela njengokutsho kwamzondi umgatsa lapho uthi ibhola libhola iZimbabwe ingawina noma kanjani ngoba labana bangu 11 lani u 11 kathi kwehlulani.
Standard sakhona imesiyalayo phela. Langaba u-level libathi sebese kuba u-five.
Mhm.
Ngenxa yobunzima bakhe sebehlangane labo, kodwa hhayi siyabe sibathi labo baphumelele, kodwa hhayi basebunzima singazithembisi.
Ye, nxa sokubuya-ke abadlali obona ngazani bazasebenza kakhulu, yibaphi obabona bekuma-Warriors?
Hey, mina ukuthi abafana laba abanye laba bayangikhutha amabizo abo mani.
Mm.
Ngiyabakhumbula umphinde ngibakhohle ukuthi abanye zingangicaba babe besebhentini abanye ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi vele i-line-up yakhona ibibinjani.
Mm.
Azazange ngizwi.
Yebo. Hayi, kukahle nxa kunjalo moya.
Hayi, i-line-up yakhona ingikhuthile ngikhona nje.
Mm.
I-line yakho.
Oyebo phela. Hayi no kuhle khona komoya phosela kho lokugcina.
Ye. Kwathisela sibili abafana ukuthi badlale sibili bese ambe bose final konokana hayi lati yasifaka phezulu ukuthi sibonakale ukuthi lati besikhona.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu moya khona ngapho ke eCountry Park kubulawayo. Ungathinela kusasa moya.
Ye. Kumbulo ngokwiredio yazeyi mina umlaleli omdala usukela ngo-03 khonalo laleli studio 7 uzobe namhla angila noma kwiredio mani yakhala
hayi siyakuzwa bamoyo sakhuluma labaphatha intambo sizuthi bathini
kumbule madoda ngoba ungamaredio kwethu lokhu ha akubamba umlilo kangawo amadoda ahamba
ye hayi sikuzwile baba ungathinela kusasa. Yeah, so this is Mr. Moyo. He's in Kaduru Park, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's my setup as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Mr. Moyo says, you know, Zimbabwe is in trouble. You know, he says Algeria
mm-hmm.
and these other teams are very strong. And on players, he doesn't even know one.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says, you know what, these nerves keep on changing.
Yeah.
He says, at the end of the day, you don't even know who's going to be playing or who's not playing. So currently, he says, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Who is who, you know? So maybe there's some other people who don't even understand the type of players that we have these days.
Yeah.
We knew when it was, you know, a game against Warriors, against another team, that, of course, there's Willard Kumal.
Yeah.
Of course, there's Peter Ndlovu. There's Moses Chunga. There's Joshua and whatever.
Yeah.
But what is going on now, you know? I think we have to ask Mzondi. And we knew if Mzondi was playing.
So is it a lack of superstars or is just the economy in so much that not many people are going to watch these matches?
I think it's the economy, to be honest. The last time I visited home, I didn't mention that, you know, people tend to go and watch, you know, the legends more than the Premier League, which they find the league more entertaining more than the Premier League. So in the coverage, I think people don't, you know, can't afford to buy, you know, the newspapers, which probably, you know, is the primary source of information. So it could be the case.
Mm-hmm.
You remember, you know, when we were growing up, and so you brought up an interesting, you know, point there. Mm. Oh, if those newspaper cuttings
soccer book
of the Muzos, the Peter and Lovers, the Moses Chungas, the Joe Shambos, you know, all the big names, you know, and we were like 7, 8, very young.
Yeah.
You know.
And we have even the international players, Platini,
exactly.
Maradona, and all those kind of people. But now I think that's gone.
Roberto Baggio. Okay, let's go to Kunemwe Mtelele Wedu. Vasi J. Chivumba Magadi.
Tripo Magadi.
Ayo, atirinani. Kuri say, John?
Ya, jano kujirinani zaku.
Muri papi chaipo chaipo.
Muri pa Polokwane.
Polokwane. Kuri say, Polokwane.
Ah, Polokwane. Ndote mumbure, gega, ungona.
Kurukunaye. Ayo, wando kutiti kowe pakuru.
Hayi nozodzoka yako toti tisasakoha manje.
Yawadisa manje.
Hayi apuwandisa.
Hayi ipapo ikazowadisa hayi pane poita dambudziko. Asi nhasi tiri kumbotaura nenyaya yemaWarriors muri kuonawo sei?
Ah, inini maWarriors ndinononga tiri kubudirira.
Mhm.
Because ndingatarisa negadzire yaakaita kuprepare pa iwo onini yo I mabora ao pane zvaisi kuita va kupedza mamakore apfura gore ratapfura iri pakaita gadzire yakanga kutowedzere pane zvaisi mboi saka ndinotarisira kuti ha nokuni improve one kudaidza kwakaita maprayers aimbotambira one dzimwe nyika vakaunganidza unganidza hapimi inonga yakatibatani inonga yakatibatani chinongodiwa kungoti ngavaimbisowo vatambi vedu tumaro zvokuti tingadai tikawinawo zvakadai vaonawo chokubata nokuti vanhu vatambo inazozoita akomana toruzairichi vangangoti zvanzi endai kubhora mozongoone mari dzokuti maone pei haiwa ngavaimbisowo zvinobatisa
asi mune chivimbo handiti kuti vakomana vanobudirira
havano chivimbo chitoripo paamboisvisa timu iyeyo kochi iyo kutadza kuti anoziva zvaari kuita
mune chivimbo naye pasuwa
saka tinototi tinotovimba kuti tinotobudirira chete iye timu tiri kutotanga kutotamba nayo ipapapa tiri kutowina ipapapa
paalgeria
hapo paalgeria tiri kutowina tinofa kutotore mapoints edu ipapapa
haiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma CJ
totenda Mr. Jonga
muri papolokwana
papolokwana ipapo chaipo
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs
for the benefit of umoyo ubaba umoyo ekadlubake tipongubala some of the players that were picked by pasuwa so Mr. Moyo in Kandlubake, if you didn't have the list, here is some of the players. You see that goalkeepers, we have Donovan Bernard of Aumine, Tatenda Mukuruba, Dynamos, Takava Mawaya, Wange. Then defenders, Costa Namoy Nesu, Sparta Praha. Then Bruce, Bruce Kangwa, Azam FC, Elisha Muroiwa, Dynamos, Hard Life Zureki, Caps United, Oscar Machapa, AC Vita, Club. Onesimo Pasera, Supersport United, Doris Mklanga, Chicken Inn, Teenage Hardebe, Chicken Inn, then midfielders, Danny Piri, Golden Arrows, and Willard Katsande, Kaiser Chiefs, Kama Piliat, Mamelodi Sundowns, Utahashe Mahachi, Golden Arrows, Tinotenda Katewere.
Katewere.
Katewat?
Katewere.
Then Duka Gardens, something like that. I don't know this club, you know? Right? Yeah, it's a complicated one. And then we've got Marvelous Nakamba, Vitesa Arkham. Then strikers, Cuthbert Malachila, Pitvest, Evans Rosike, Marisbeck United, Norwich Msona, KV Ostende, Nyasha Mushekwi, Talan Yifang.
In China.
Then China, yeah, Yifang. Maybe I got it right. Then Matthew Rosike, SC Sfaxien.
That's
then Tendai Ndoro, Orlando Pirates. That's for the benefit of Mr. Moyo and others. Yes, because I take a umnums and a pilot in Tlanga, Osenkai. Iba Mtlanga, what's your name?
Hi, this is my name, Jani.
Nyapila kakulu, Mtlanga, kunjani, kuna mpoke, Enkai?
Hi,
kunjani, kuna mpoke, Oskoboko?
Hayi ndiyathuza fana kithi hayi kurayithi kwenyaka wathi kuza kuyathembisa
usuke wadla yini isadenda njengoba kuthembisa kangaka
hayi ngathiyathezirayithi vele sesifika gift
ye ungigcinele sisodwa phela ndiza kuyenza isitathu uzabona tuthu khonapho
awufiki wena gifti sakutsho njakuzwa
kuaboyi mara zabuya seyinjengenjiva anyway ubona njani ibhola leli
hayi abafana borayithi bona nje uhlupho ukuthi ilizwe lakithi ke
lingamangaka umdala umhlanga besazikhulumela mnandi nje uthi the boys are okay the league that I got from him the boys are all okay but the country is in tatters you know I knew he was going to come out with some other things but he says the boys are okay but the country is not good
Let's go back to Muzondiwa. Muzondiwa, what's wrong with Southern Africa? I mean, apart from Zimbabwe, no one else qualified, including, South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Botswana.
To be honest, I think it shows that Zimbabwe is up there. If most of these, because if we talk of South Africa, which I think in that region will probably say they've got all the resources.
That's true.
And they failed to qualify. And as much as Zimbabwe has got its own problems, we made it. So I personally think we up there. Mm-hmm. We're up there. But as for why most of these guys didn't qualify, to be honest, I wouldn't comment on that. Mm-hmm. I can only probably point the finger at South Africa and say, you know, with all what they have, you know, in hand, they should be qualifying easy. But no, they failed.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. I think it's the... Mm-hmm. I don't know if we could call it the, but I think the fact that Mamelodi Sundowns are the African champions, it means maybe we can safely say it's the best league, because I think there were times when you were still playing, so when people were arguing, is the, you know, Zimbabwe Premier League better than the South African Premier League? Mm-hmm. I think these days South Africa is miles ahead.
I think it's always, you know, the money for the side has always been that our league has never been, you know, ranked as one of the best.
Yeah.
At that time, simply because we lacked the financial aspect of it. But if you look at material that we had then and what South Africa had, I think we're on par. Mm-hmm. Or just above them, you know, one bar.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always been, you know, the financial side. I think they are more organized, you know, than us,
mm-hmm.
or they are managed well.
Mm-hmm.
And the corporate, you know, the corporate as well, they seem to, you know, to jump in and make in numbers, sponsoring the supper.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's where the difference is.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Gibbs.
Yeah, ngizokuthi ke umnumzana uPilot Mhlanga sependukile kona ngale nkayi. Yasikhulume ke ngokuchetsa ngokuchetsa baba Mhlanga, yangoza sukona. Usathi ibhola lime njani?
Hayi, ibhola like the singali wina ngomlomo but ngenyawo angibona amathuba swa siphumelele ngoba ikhiya bathenzana
nabathonga kakhulu. Mhm. So kodwa ke ubona ngani kuyaphuma njani eZimbabwe? Yilo eliya yehluleka kumbe liyanqoba 102.
Hayi, mina ngathi angiboni silawo ngokuthi ngoba la ngapha indlala inkulu yokusaba lezi zomumo wangapha. Uyibaza amabona kodwa akathi
yangho. Ye, cheta mpicha namhlanga phonguthi tsheku kancane ke ubuyele lapho kathi khona. Laphana sixoxa bonani bekumnandi. Ye, mphinde mfaka umbuzo kona ukuthi wena ngombono wakho abafana abantu bafuna imali eningi kambe ku-right ukuthi badinga imali
yebo bafuna olwaninaeqhukile ngidlalele imali kulungenile phina khona ngizazuzalamukunyenswa phila ayikhoaphoyala baba
so balungile sukuthi badinga imali lapho ngoba umsebenzi wabo
umsebenzi wabo bahlazenjangawo
Yeah, abone ke emhlanga sibongile kakhulu. Uhlala uphenduka njengenhlala yenza, Yebingelele vinu ama players wabingelele khona.
Hayi ngibingelele abafundi kero simisa khona ngokuthi bashalo skoku ngilele ngakuthi imhla khona bokuphansi kwami. Hayi yama players ngidai bafana izange saba sikisekela ngathi singasazi.
Awubona ke baba Mhlanga. Awubona ke siyabonga.
Hayi yimi gamba ka
Yes, yabo kakhulu Mhlanga. Yes, bongile baba. Bye bye. Okay, bye.
Okay.
Bye. So that was Mr. Mhlanga. Of course, his phone was up and down. Mm-hmm. But I was saying, you know, the boy is okay, like what he said. But he says he can't imagine the Warriors winning anything because they're coming from a country that has got a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
So those problems are going to follow them to Gabon. So it doesn't see them doing anything, you know. He says, of course, they are going to participate there as part of the AFCON, you know, matches. And the further went on to say that the boys are okay to demand money because that's their work, you know. If you are working somewhere, you've got a right to demand whatever you want. Now they're using their feet. So let them satisfy the feet, you know. Yeah.
Let's go back to Umzo. Now, Umzo, talking about sponsorship, we heard the government a few days ago saying that it is trying to put together about $1 billion. Then there was talk of another corporate sponsorship deal from Net One, but still the players are not being paid. And there was also talk that CAF had released some money to Zifa to give to the players, and the players were saying they had not been paid. What's happening?
That's where the problem lies, because Zifa is, you know, is grown to be untrustworthy, and you know, these guys, they'll never believe whatever is said until, you know, they see their paychecks. The figures that we mentioned, whether the government is putting that money or it's an empty promise that is, you know, just to show something to the public that they're doing something when they're not. It's we have to wait and see that. The next one, I'll probably, before I even mention all these figures, I remember there was a guy, I think he donated something like $1 million at some point, I think, when there were some problems again. That million, I don't think it saw the light of the day, because, you know, they're still in, you know, in trouble. And the reason why these guys are demanding all these sorts of figures is simply because they've had the money that is being mentioned, and then they think they need to be paid, which is right. Like the gentleman just said, it's work. No one goes to work, you know, for free. We go to work to make money so that we pay bills. That's the bottom line. And like I said again, I'm glad because the football fans, the football loving fans, they realize that what the guys are demanding is fair, and they deserve it, and it's justified. As for the corporate world, to be honest, I think, you know, we need more than one. As much as Net One has jumped in and put in something, I think they should be more than. If we look at it, Coca-Cola, I'm sure, is still in Zimbabwe. Coca-Cola, you know, we drink Coca-Cola almost daily in Zimbabwe. You know, it's something that they have to put something back into, you know, not just in football, in every other sporting discipline. They do make money. We look at Netball. I'm sure, you know, they should be doing, as much as they are doing the, you know, the sponsorship of the superstars, they should be doing more. We, you know, we are a drinking nation. Unfortunately, I can say that. I've seen that myself firsthand with, you know, the amount of, you know, drinking that happens back home. That's something that, you know, the government or Zifa or anybody should be approaching to say, can we have, you know, sponsorship towards, you know, such tournaments.
That's very true. Please do stay on the line. Muzondiwa will come back to you and talk about the payments. Let's go to Unamkoma Mike Baruk Botswana. Magadim Koma Mike.
Magadim Koma Bracing.
Aiwa, Tirinani, Jedim Koma Mike, Tipeo, Fungwazen, Astruta, and my Warriors.
Yeah, and this is the good thing. My Warriors, you know, we in a good Patrick and the good Chirguness. I want to which is I want to go to one to which I must eat. Yeah, because yaiva Algeria yekudhara. Noti yamazuano yaiva Senegal yekudhara. Vana Tunisia taiva zvakare kuti vane mbiri. Iko zvine zvanguva mazita. Saka mazita iwayo tiri kumavhunduka kana tichinge tanzwa mazita. Zimbabwe inowina. Ndiri kutsigirana nemufundisi vataura vaya kuti Zimbabwe ichaita drone na Algeria. Vaicharohwa Algeria 1-0.
Icharohwa 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. Senegal is 2-1. But Tunisia is 2-0. Yeah, those.
Mm-hmm. kopanya yekuti vakomana vari kuti hatisi kupuwa mari hazvizo vakanganisa here kutamba izvi
kuti havadi kupuwa mari
kuti havasi kupuwa mari yacho nezifa
ya ipapo ndo zvinonesa baba muZimbabwe ichi vanhu ava vari kuenda kumirira nyika yedu kuti tibudirire mumutambo but havasi kupiwa mari yacho vakapinda paupresident weZifa vakanga vavimbisa kuti ndichagadzirisa zifa zvakanaka iko zvine zvitane dambudziko rokutodarika zvatanga tiri kare saka ipapo vana vanofanika kupiwa mari nokuti vari kuenda kumirira nyika kune vari kudya mari vasingamiriri nyika asi vari kumirira nyika vachinyimwa mari hazviiti vari right kuti vadimande mari iyoyo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike
ya mukoma pressing ndikumbira kunzwa mari dzavo seelfu kosi nezimbabwe zvakatamba sei friend
vakaita mangange 0-0
okay ya thanks
tinotenda zvikuru
all right
Gibbs
that's a very a good warrior supporter there, right? So now, what is Toleke Mumzana Uspasa Chuma? Ukuna ngaleke kublawayo. Eh, Baba, Uspasa Chuma, kunja?
Oh, sikona linjani.
No, mpile school. Kunja ni kublawayo. Kizwa kutuwa ke izulu vela kupume kupandi la.
Ay, kuzima. Izulu lunya ka ay, kuzima. Kibia. Bona katia tiri, ito yonle ya ona.
Oh, ye. Ay, kuzalunga. Sati skula la kutala. Lali sina sibili uzokutwa pandla kupumeki. Kufuze kube nemvimbi futhi. Kodwa ke sikhulume ngebhola phela Spasa. Eh naka ma Warriors bungani kuyahlupa. Pho ngathi ningakhona ku.
Ah, uyazinyizwa ngithiba nobuhlungu kakhulu kazi. Ilizwe lethu leli kungamanga kwalo kuhle. Ah, sokubulela into zonke ngoba kathi singazikhangela. Abantwana izolo bavele ukuthi bayenze idinga ngisho nje. Kodwa kuyehlule ke ukuthi basifike lapha abantwana kwababhatana. Abantu namele maphilimali, izisa angikwazi ukuthi dala sakhuluma ngakho ukuthi abantu laba abaxotshwe kufuni lokuzinentsha. Ngibona nomuntu ongenilele wathembisa kuthi akula lento ayenzayo lapha khanya sebulalawo kakhulu kazi. Abantu namele maphilimali. Ngoba impilo yakhathi sikhele izwe leli kalilalo ukuthi bamele ilizwe. Bazadla kanjani? Njengoba ngibona besukumile kathi sibahambele ngamaqamuqamu, abayohambe ekuseni, abayohambe ngamawani. Mele kusho ukuthi akuna lutho ngalesi zachaba kuphela. Awona nto siphuma la ngoba vele sokule sikhubo esikhona kungela kungela kube lesikhubo phakathi kanti singathi zehlulwa ngo Uganda abanika ama 500,000 something uma lokuze ukuthi ba team yabo ukuthi ihambe ithweni bese yehlulwe ngamazwe alobuya kanjani kujoni kithi
ya kukhanya kulobuzima sibili so ke ubona ngani babuya bezilengisela izandla
ya kucheck baba
babuya belengisa izandla nje
laba vele kangisaboni luto forward njengoba kathi siyabona ukuthi sahambe beqhamukile vele afana kuthela tanzi lukhona laphana laphana zabe silingisa izandla vele silaxotshwa nge-first round vele siyaphuma laphana novele ngamboni luto ngaphana luzabalunga laphana ngoba vele abantwana bakhutshiwe kudala ngoba ngakhangela ngestatimenti yakhuluma ngolwana umuntu ebabutansiyemhlakwana vele khulumela eceleni vele ngakwazi ukuthi ukhuluma njani labantwana into engaliyacaphula lathi sinje lapha sidanile ngoba abantwana kathi besiyamela thina kuthi vele siyadliwa ukuphelelela kula nto esisaphuma layo laphana
ye so singathi umahluko phakathi kamnumzana uphilis jangwa lo Cuthbert Dube sokuyini nxa sokunje
kathi sikhangansokuwethi kakhulu ucuthbert Dube wayengcono ngoba saka sisukuma sibili kodwa siyodlala kungena ukuthi abantu bakhaleli anoko sokuwethi lokhu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu
sokuwethi sibili wayethendisile kodwa ukuthendisa koko la kula lutho lukhona lapha sokuwethi
hayi siyakuzwa ejuma baba kodwa ke ubona zani ke umdlalo wokuqala ungahamba njani Algeria versus Zimbabwe ungaphumani khona
Algeria versus Zimbabwe kodwa mbona ngami siyalaphana nje ngakumathiko ukuthi sikhube esikhona sibili ngabantwana behambe kahle hayi vele alishake sayitshaya laphana vele sekungiba libizo laphana singadlula kwesikhathi ibeyi-one not ishaye nge-one not
uboni ke sibongele kakhulu juma
hayi kulungile baba
egolide baba ungathina kusasa so that was Mr. Spasa Chuma in Bulawayo you are saying that you know this Zimbabwe economy is not doing well so like what the previous people were saying that maybe this is going to follow them to Gabon and he says Zifa is not doing well you know says now indications are that Mr. Cuthbert Dube was far much better than Mr. Philip Chiangwa, mm-hmm. in the sense that he says these players are going in threes, mm-hmm. twos, and so forth. He says this has never happened to Zimbabwean soccer, never, according to him. And he says that at the end of the day, you know, it's not good for guys to go to Gabon when they're so disappointed. They need that kind of moral booster. But if they go there and they're having these problems, he doesn't like it at all. Mm-hmm. He says maybe Zimbabwe will be knocked out in the first round, and that's it. So sizweke silomnumzana uMabuza lapha efoneni. Eh Mabuza kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Yeah, akubuze sizwe. Kumbe yime ngikubuza.
Hayi, nami ngiyabuza na ungabuza kwa lapho.
Yeah, mara ngikubuze Mabuza. So ke ubona ngazani kuya hamba njani kona ngale Gabon.
Ubuhlungu lo bengibuza ngendawo yakhe ithase kwanda. Silokusazala sizobe izulu lisina akaze limoshe ngale ndlela imoshe yakhona.
Yeah, ngizothwala imoshe kakhulu ye.
Limoshe kakhulu abantu abazalwa elokhu enjalo izulu lisina silima kodwa manje angilazi indlela leli. Okay. Ngicabanga mina lapha especially ishe ezifa le. Mhlambe kuyadingeka ke sikhophe lokwana okwakwenziwa eZambia ukuthi kishintshe kifake ukhalusha laphana kwaso sithini yabo laphana. Mhlambe nathi uma singathola i-legend mhlawumbe umuntu owazi i-pain yokusela imali maye ngumdlali esibenzile. Kambe basingasithole nje ama-legends kesike sesikhophe nje abantu abantu eZambia kuyafaka ukhalusha laphana. Siyaphuma naye afcon kulelo kwendeni. Nathi ngayisikhophe kwalokwana ngoba namadoda laphana afana nabochiyango kadet. Nabesicabanga ukuthi uChiyango naye ngoba engeke ukuthi uKadet Dube maybe kuzoba ne-change but uyabona umuntu yena uzoqala ukuba waste futhi maybe nalo sizomthola futhi uzoba waste ake sithole maybe ama-legends ngesikhophe nje ukwenza eZambia.
Laba njengomzolo laba abakhona khona phe kuhlelo uyabona into ezinjalo he?
So issue lona lona ikule tournament iAlgeria ngizwa abantu ngathi bayesaba Algeria. Algeria ngesikhathi esiningi wathacabanga sike sayishaya futhi kula ma-tournaments lile ihlala nje nawo abadlali kodwa ukuthi efule iZimbabwe uyawuthanda ukuba nzima otherwise i-win yayo kuvame ukuba i-draw.
Yabula
last game esakusadlala nayo yayithi win nje sidlala sesidlala nayo kwa-Algeria nagcina futhi isiwina 2-1 sagcina siyiqualiza kusoba yi-2-2
nakuthi
okuyiwin yabo yokugcina nayo kwafanele ngabe bayitholile. So loba mingazibe nama-players anjani kona lapho Riyad Mahrez bakhona yabona but I don't think ukuthi bangaba i-threat kuZimbabwe. Bese ngisiza laphana ku-Senegal. Senegal bangawadabheka. Nayo nje ihleli nabadlali abasale be-session. Bangawadabheka namanje no-Sadio Mane inalo Moussa Sow ose-Turk. Yabadlali abasale bekhona but bangawadabheka bangawadabheka. Last time yanabadlali ababe-strong kule tournament bese bedliwa i-Zambia lapha. Kodwa abendele benabadlali. Ithanda ukuhlala iqinile abadlali kodwa ayiwa-win amagame. So angilubona uvalo line. Ngibona nje ungathi i-win sizayithola ku-Senegal bese sithola ama-draw maybe laphana ku kulamala kwindana ama-northern countries i-Algeria ne-Tunisia.
Ngoba
nge-Tunisia nje nayo mawagadeka vele ayisabika inama-players. Most ama-players ayo adlala kwa laphana i-experience u-Etoile du Sahel laphana. Umdlalo ngathi ukhona nje laphana bathi bani u-Cousin lo laphana e-England. Naye futhi akayona i-threat futhi kuZimbabwe sinawo ama-defenders laphana.
Ah, ha uyichayile sibili kodwa isikhathi sethu du lapha-ke Mabuza otherwise sibongele kakhulu eMabuza baba. Sibongele kakhulu baba. So that was Mr. Mabuza in South Africa. He was actually analyzing very well, you know, saying that at the end of the day, maybe Zimbabwe is going to beat Algeria and most of these other teams. Because he says there's nothing in them, you know. We can beat them and that's it. And but he has got a suggestion. He says, can Zimbabwe try to put somebody like Kalusha Palwa to be in charge of Zifa? Please, according to him. Maybe like people like Mzo, you know.
Indeed. Of course, Kalusha led Zambia to the African Nations champion when no one expected them to win. But Mzo, lastly, some people might say, you know, the players are acting like mercenaries. Why not just play since there are scouts there and then they have the opportunity to go and play in Europe?
I was going to mention that. I mean, like, you know, if people are quick to level players as mercenaries, but at the end of the day, you know, it's a job. It's a job that, you know, at the end of the day, people have to be paid for.
That's very true.
The unfortunate bit is, like, you know, this situation leaves players in a vulnerable place because they are open to betting scandal, syndicate.
Thank you. So let's end on that note. Maybe next time we'll continue from there. Unfortunately, no injury time, no extra time, no penalties. We have come to the end of this show. I am Blessing Zulu. Thank you so much to our guest, Muzondi Womgatsa, former Zimbabwe national team player and sports analyst, Mo Moyo.
Good night, Zimbabwe. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.